Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
This is the Steve Noble Show, but this is not Chris Connell. This is this is Chris Connell. This is not Steve. I'm hosting today for his show, and I am so excited because there are a couple of people in the world that make me feel normal about my personality, and one of them is Steve. And if you are a Steve Noble fan, I love his show. It's a nonprofit. He does an awesome time with it, an awesome job with his show. He talks about stuff people are afraid to talk about. He's willing to take a stand for what the Word of God says. He puts his neck on the line. He's living it. I know him personally. And I'd encourage you right now to go to thestevenobleshow.com and help him hit the $10,000 matching gift for new donors. And you can go to thestevenobleshow.com, and you've got to give those donations by July 24th, so about a week from now is when the deadline hits. And I'm going to encourage you to do that because Steve is worth the investment. Well, listen, there are so many things in the news right now. There is all kinds of stories and all kinds of crazy stuff. We're going to talk about all of them today, hot topics here. But before we go any further, and we are going to open the phone lines, 866-348-7884. Anything you want to talk about or questions, I am honored to have back in the studio Ron Shirley of Lizard Lick Towing fame. Ron, thanks for being here.
I love coming here. You know that. Love it.
How's Amy? Things good?
Yeah, I mean, she's still hotter than 40 acres burning stump and meaner than a rattlesnake with a loose tooth.
Is she still as submissive of a wife as ever?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. My earphones are breaking up. Yes, hey, baby, how you doing?
Amy, if you are listening, hey, I just want to say we'd love to have you call in and talk about your favorite subject, which is women being in submission. So, to their So anyway,
is that door locked?
Yeah, it can be locked.
You might want to lock that door.
Yes, we might. So for those of you who don't know Ron, Ron is a follower of Christ, first and foremost.
Most definitely.
And you've been committed to following Jesus for how long? For how much of your life?
True commitment. I had a lot to learn, Chris, but a true commitment now is 13 years.
13 years.
Yes, sir. So yeah. I'm blessed.
And you and Amy have been married now how long?
Well, 16 years now.
All right. And a few years ago, you were approached by a producer about doing a television show about what you do for a living. And for those who don't know, you have a towing company called Lizard Lick, which is actually named after a town called Lizard Lick. The show ran. It's been off the air a few years now, right?
Yes, sir. But I think it's here in America. It's been off about 3 years now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it ran for, was it 3 years, 5 years? How many years did it run for?
If you put all the shows together, it was two other ones before that. I think eight years.
Wow. Yeah. It was a long time. And it blew up. It became huge, right?
It was socially loved.
And I actually remember seeing you on, I think, Conan and some other things when Conan was on network television.
Yes, sir.
Kind of
got to go on Conan, Jay Leno. We got Ashley go on... go on PTL. We got to go on a lot of places, meet a lot of people. It was awesome.
Yeah. And the premise of the whole show that you had was really, a lot of it was repo work, which I know you mm-hmm. don't do a ton of repo work as much as you used to, but I remember asking you one time, and if you watch this show, man, it's crazy. I remember asking, like, is everything real? There's one episode where you got stabbed and everything else, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, especially the first couple of seasons was pretty much 100%. And that's one reason we kind of walked away from it. Toward the end, they started wanting to script everything and have chicken's legs on hardwood floors and, do some things that I didn't think was
very fantastic. Your chickens don't lay eggs on hardwood floors?
I've never seen a chicken leg on a hardwood floor, but I mean, in today's times, who knows, man? There might be some, trans chickens that love hardwood floors.
You also learned a lot in that season about Hollywood, about entertainment, about the whole industry. You've met a lot of folks in that industry that are great, that are committed followers of Christ, and you met other people that you guys are gracious enough not to name them, but you say, you know, they weren't so great to work with. It's a tough business to be in, isn't it?
It is. You know, we didn't get the full Hollywood effect till the third and fourth kind of seasons of, of Lizard Lick when we started going out to California and stuff. But loved everybody we met. Some of them just had different lifestyles and different views and still good people, you know, but they just didn't care too much for our views.
All right. Well, Ron, you and I have become friends, and we're going to go over several hot topics today. So if you've got a question for Ron, 866-348-7884. For me, 866-348-7884. You can go to the Steve Noble Show, or pardon me, Steve Noble Show on Facebook Live. You can put a comment there. And I think Ron is also sharing that to his own Facebook page. So you can go there as well to Lizard Lick Towing. I think that's the name of your Facebook page.
Yes, sir. Go to lizardlicktowing.com and you direct link to make sure you're on the right
Lizard Lick Towing, because there's several, but the one that's correct is lizardlicktowing.com, and go there and go direct link. And
it'll take you straight to the Facebook.
And you can have a you can have a question for him. But but what I want to say to you is you and I are very different. You're always picking on me about several things. One of them was we went to a restaurant once and I ate chicken with a knife and fork, and you were like, it was like fried chicken. You're like, you don't do that. And well, you and I have a mutually redneck friend, and he feels the same way. So anyway, so it's kind of cool that God brought us together. But I remember being out to a restaurant with you, and I said, Ron, nobody knows you anymore. And sure enough, we were leaving the restaurant, and this lady came up to you, and you had towed her boyfriend's car twice in like 2 weeks or something. Not like recently, but in that moment. And she's like, I get a photo with you. Do you still get people that are like, you towed my car, I want a photo, or something like that?
Every day. Every day. They come into office and pick up their vehicles and ask for photos, and it's honored. I mean, I'm always honored. You know, it's
all right.
Easiest part of my day is taking a picture.
All right. So you are a committed follower of Christ. You're also, in a sense, in the ministry. You have Dirt Church and some other things like that.
Yes, sir.
You do wrestling.
Yeah, I love wrestling.
We know both know it's not real, though, Ron.
You know, it's a work, but it's
I'm only picking.
Yeah, no, but the real part, I'm going to tell you that some of the greatest athletes I ever met are pro wrestlers. I'm going to tell you that. They are, what they put their body through is phenomenal.
There's no doubt about that. All right, so I want to throw a couple topics at you. We're going to try to co-host Steve's show today while he's away. 866-348-7884. If you want to comment, call in, or go to the Facebook and put a comment there as well. We will try to respond to that as well. But here's a couple of things that are in the news here today. And Ron, I'm curious what you think about this. Elon Musk, right? He's got the whole car company, Tesla. He is coming up with a computer chip to put in your brain. So after the break, I want some thoughts from Ron Shirley on that, if he would put a computer chip in his brain. So you're listening to the Steve Noble Show. This is Chris Connell and Ron Shirley of Lizard Lick Towing, co-hosting. 866-348-7884. Call in now. We'll be right back after the break. Dare you to welcome back. This is the Steve Noble Show on the C2A Network. Chris Connell guest hosting today along with Ron Shirley of Lizard Lick Towing fame. And if you have a comment you would like to put it on, Ron hates it when I say that, you can go to their page and put a comment. We're talking about different things in the news today. 866-348-7884. Also, Steve has been blessed with someone that's giving a $10,000 matching grant. So you can go to his website, thestevenobleshow.com, and you can donate there. And donations must be received by July 24th. All right, Ron, so here's the deal. There is so much stuff on this planet that is crazy that's going on. And there's good things that are going on as well. But we're going to talk about a couple of things. Here's something in the news, and we're going to talk about some hot topics. If you got a question, 866-348-7884. And the first thing is, Ron, Elon Musk, who's got the, I think you drive an electric vehicle, don't you, Ron?
Yeah, I got an electric train.
Yeah, you're not into having do you drive anything that's not four-wheel drive?
No, sir. No, if I get stuck, I'm getting out.
All right. So here, Elon Musk says he's got a computer you can put in your brain. And that depending on where they put it, it'll help be in your motor cortex. It could help control movements. It could be in what they thought throughout your think meet. It could turn different things into machine-readable code that a computer can understand. And it says that after tests and FDA approval, more advances this tech could be the thing that lets people commune with the ultra-smart artificial intelligence Musk is convinced are on the way. So, Ron, when this comes out, are you and Amy signing up?
It's already out. They got that. It's called robots. Robots.
There's no way I would let them put that thing in my brain. Now, if I had like a disability or something my family did that would help, I suppose I would be open to that. But anyway.
That's just, you know, that's getting a little bit far, because if they put it in your brain, then they can they got to be able to control something.
All right. Are you a soccer fan?
A one-legged duck swimming in a circle. We're talking American soccer. We're talking UK soccer.
Either one.
Because I think they call it football. I'm a soccer fan. Yes, most definitely.
Well, and you've been to the UK. Your show is big over there. You guys have traveled over there quite a bit. You've got folks on Facebook.
Love the UK.
Asking. They always ask about Bobby and everything else. And where Amy is at.
She actually is running the office today, so I could come up here. So,
nice. All right, so let me just ask this. You watch soccer. The U.S. women's team just won the World Cup.
Awesome.
Amazing. But there's a lot of drama around it. All right, I know you're very patriotic. I'm patriotic as well. They're giving some of the women's soccer team a really hard time about the fact that at the celebration at the World Cup, some say accidentally, some say intentionally, the American flag at home got put on the ground for a little while. It wasn't there long, but it was there a while. And they made a big deal about it. You think people are blowing that out of proportion? You think that's significant?
You know, I guess that's culture and age-based. When I was growing up, you were taught how to treat an American flag. And in my opinion, and it's a humble opinion, don't carry a lot of weight, but
is it like Pastor Chad says that we are a church? My humble but correct opinion.
Well, Amy's got a correct opinion. But, you know, the thing is that the American flag represents America, the people, the yeah. country as a whole. It doesn't represent one person. And I think what people do nowadays, they take the American flag and they don't like a certain politician and they associate it with that politician.
Yeah.
And so they think by degrading the flag, they're degrading that politician. You're not. When you throw a flag on the ground, you're degrading me. You're degrading my family. You're degrading the country I live in.
Yeah.
You're degrading the soldiers that fought for this country. So. Yeah. You know, I don't think it's really being blown out of proportion. I think that, you know, you need to know whether it was laid down or dropped down. But I just think it was awesome to the USA team member that walked out there and took the time to pick it up.
Yeah. You know, I think for me, I'm a committed follower of Christ. We do have to be careful that we mix Christianity and patriotism sometimes. That doesn't always work out. But I love our country. I'm a huge fan of the United States. I've had the privilege of traveling to a lot of places in the world that are struggling and difficult and developing nations. And I have a tradition when I fly back in America where I sing Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. May not be the greatest tradition, but it's one I do. And but at the same time, I had family members. One of my brothers serves actively in the military now as an officer. I had a grandfather that's fought in World War II, Battle of the Bulge. So it's offensive to me.
Yeah.
And I personally don't even like it when within the NFL players are kneeling. I understand they have a stance to take. All I ask personally is I'm glad we have a country where they have the right to do that. I just wish they didn't exercise the right. And the reason I say this is that I look at those kind of situations and I think, you know, find another way to stand up. But for those men and women who have sacrificed their blood, their sweat, their tears, their family, arms and legs and limbs, or mental health for this country, could we find another way to protest? But you know what? I wasn't in the military. Maybe I don't have a voice to speak from, but I really struggle with that.
Well,
and it seems very disrespectful to me.
Maybe the video I saw, the thing you got to remember about, you know, video today is you don't know if you see the whole truth and everything. But the video that I saw of it, they were actually dancing on it. Now, maybe I saw the wrong video. Maybe I'm, you know, nerdy as a squirrel turd. I don't know. But the video I saw, you know, if the flag did accidentally get dropped, seemed like to me you wouldn't walk on it. Seemed like to me, you know, you'd at least take the time to pick it up. And again,
yeah.
I think that it's just, you know, people today have taken, in my opinion, the freedom of speech thing a little far. They act like there's no consequence for freedom of speech. We do have freedom of speech, but everything you say has a consequence. And so speech is free.
Yeah.
But there are consequences that come with what you choose to do and say in life. And that just, to me, when you live in this country and you're going to degrade a flag,
yeah.
I mean, your degree in every American in this country and every American that's going to come in this country. So to me, it's just, you know, I'm not saying it's not excusable. I'm saying that I think the people who do that should stop and think, who are you really mad at? Are you really mad at America or one person, and you're trying to turn that into a situation where this flag is your example? Because too many people have died to stitch that flag.
It's true. Listen to the Steve Noble Show. This is Chris Connell and Ron Shirley co-hosting today, talking about a hot topic in the news, 866-348-7884, or something you want us to talk about or comment. You can also go to Steve Noble's Facebook page, and as well as Ron Shirley's Facebook page on Lizard Lick Towing, and they're running live there, Facebook Live. You can leave a comment there as well. We know the Apostle Paul said something, Ron, once, and he said, when he was dealing with the church and some legalism, and he said, all things are lawful, but not all things are beneficial. And at that time, he was talking about eating the meat of idols. But when I think about being an American and then being a follower of Christ, I'm glad we have freedoms that we could burn a flag or stand on it, not because I disagree with doing it. I'm glad we live in a country where the price was paid for that freedom. I just think we shouldn't exercise it. I just don't think it's beneficial. And I look at that and I think, man, find another way. But, you know, that's me.
I mean, like I said, when I grew up, you know, there was a certain way you handled a flag.
Yeah.
Flag never got wet. Flag come down to half mast at death. Flag was put up every morning, taken down every evening. There was a way you had to dispose of a flag. You know, flag is a thing of honor, and I think that the problem is it's gotten lost in our generations, that we did not continue to teach, you know, as a society, the people in our that were coming up,
yeah,
the value of that flag. And so now a lot of people just look at the flag like it's just another piece of cloth, and it's not.
All right, we come back, we're going to talk about President Trump's racist comments that are being called racist comments, being condemned by the House, as well as Eric Trump saying 95% of Americans agree with his dad's message to love the U.S. or leave it. That's one of the hot topics we'll talk about next. So stay tuned to the Steve Noble Show. Chris Connell and Ron Shirley co-hosting today. We'll be right back. Listening, they can hear it, Ron, to the Steve Noble Show on the C2A Radio Network. And this is Chris Connell filling in along with my illustrious co-host, the one, the only, Reverend Ronald.
No.
What's the middle name? Do we give the middle name?
Lee.
Reverend Ronald Lee Shirley.
Ain't no Ronald, though. It's Ronnie at birth on the certificate.
Oh, my word.
Ronald is McDonald. He owns a big thing with these arches, you know.
And we are talking hot topics today on the show. We're going to talk about Donald Trump's comments and what's going on with that. And also want to encourage all those Steve Noble fans to go to thestevenobleshow.com. And he's got a matching grant going on right now. And if you go over there to stevenobleshow.com and you hit September 24th, before July 24th, sorry, you got to give by then, it will be matched up to $10,000, which is awesome. And I'm mixing up my words. So, Ron, here's one thing. We talked about the American flag. Now we're talking about something that is in the news. We do have a president that I think has stood up for a lot of evangelical beliefs, but he also isn't afraid to say things. And there's a tweet that's out about telling those senators, those in Congress, that they should go home to their own country if they don't like America. If you don't love our country, get out, leave. And Eric Trump, his son, said, I'm telling you, 95% of the country is behind him in this message. And then it looks like in the news yesterday, the House votes to condemn Trump's racist comments, and they approved a resolution on Tuesday evening condemning the president for a series of racist tweets about four Democratic lawmakers. The vote was mostly along party lines. The House split the vote 240-187 with four Republicans supporting the non-binding measure. So, Ron, what do you think about President Trump telling some folks if they don't love America to go home?
You know, I try not to get into the Trump thing. I'll be 100% honest with you, and I'll tell you why. When all this started, you had all these celebrities saying, if Trump wins, I'm moving out. I'll never live in this country again. And, of course, Trump won, and none of them left. And I think that's what kind of started this whole thing. And I think sometimes we say things that maybe should be worded in a very different manner. And, you know, I believe that's true with anybody in a position that people will listen to or hear what they have to say. So, you know, it's like a job. If you don't like where you work, you try to make changes. If you can't make changes, you leave. But, you know, I don't think that just because you don't like America, you should leave America. I definitely do not believe that. I definitely believe that, or I hope that his comment was not that direct, you know. Right. And again, I don't know what was said before that or after that, and I think that's where we miss a lot. But, you know, if America is so bad that you don't want to be here, then I understand, hey, if you want to go somewhere else, I get it. But everybody's looking to change, and they won't change. The problem is, in my opinion, again, in America, we're choosing sides. We're going to the left or to the right. And I think the biggest problem with that is, in choosing sides, you cannot have solutions. Because the further you divide yourself away from each other, the harder it is to meet in the middle. And I'm not saying that you have to give on your morals. I'm not saying you have to give on your beliefs. What I'm saying is, it ends at communication sidelines. And right now, if you look at our politicians, they're not talking. They're talking at each other. They're yelling at each other. They're condemning each other. But they're not doing anything to give our country solutions. And I'm sick of not having solutions. And yeah. So, you know, I'm just sick of all the bickering between people. If you wear a MAGA hat, you're going to get beat. You've got this Antifa group who want to cover their face.
Right.
And degrade America, but yet they're scared to show who they are. I mean, yeah. You know, let's stop choosing sides and honestly start finding solutions.
Hey, you're listening to the Steve Noble Show with Chris Connell and Ron Shirley from Lizard Lick, and we're co-hosting today Hot Topics. All right, here's one, Ron, talking about America politics. Rand Paul blocks the Senate vote in extending the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. And it was an attempt to pass an extension of the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. And the reason he blocked it was pointed to the country's growing debt and arguing that any new spending should be offset by cuts to other spending. Now, here's where I stand on that. There's a lot of reasons to cut debt, and I think that's not one of them. That's my personal opinion, Ron. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, I just, to me, that there's got to be somewhere else we can cut than there. I mean, there's you know, as a person, we're all wasteful. All of us. I don't care who you are. We waste money. And we can find other ways to find that money back and replace that money than to cut that, in my opinion. I mean, there's just certain things that we spend money on that are ludicrous.
Yeah, we do.
You know, and I'm not saying that this is one of them, but like putting chips in our brain. I mean, let's take that money and give some to these people, you know?
Yeah. You know, there's so much in the news about Donald Trump, our president. And for him and against him, that I hate to say this is really true, Ron, is that when I see his name in a news article, it's hard for me to read it because there's so much vitriol on both sides, so much. Yep. And so I spend a lot of my time when I think about the president trying just to pray and say, God, give him wisdom, give him direction, give our leaders direction. God, put people in government positions that are committed to at least Judeo-Christian ethics, even though I committed to followers of Christ. And I know you've dabbled in politics a little bit yourself.
You know, I did what I felt I was called to do.
How many would like to see Ron Shirley run for president of the United States?
Nobody.
Come on, man.
Nobody.
Hey, you know, who is the guy that's a professional wrestler that became the governor of what, Minnesota?
Oh, Kane. Kane became the governor of Tennessee.
Tennessee. Well, who's the guy who's in Minnesota?
Billy Graham, superstar Billy Graham was
right.
One.
Wasn't it Jesse the Body?
Jesse the Body Ventura, I'm sorry.
Ventura.
Jesse Ventura was up there when Ed Schaefer was up there.
Yep.
Now Kane has become, I think, the mayor of Knoxville or something.
All right, all you Steve Noble Show listeners and Ron Shirley fans, let's Ron Shirley for president. Come on, you know that would be a fun campaign.
You know, it's just, again, it's...
To see that, you know, they have that, they call it the beast, that's the limo they transfer the president in.
Oh,
but to see it in a four-wheel drive version.
No, that would happen. That would happen.
With the Lizard Lick logo, with an American flag.
When we go to LA to have our fundraisers, we'd be going to Lower Alabama, you know.
Hey, I've got people are now saying Ron Shirley for president.
No.
All right, listen, I want some folks out there to form a committee.
We no,
need,
he doesn't.
We need some rednecks with money out there to form a committee.
No.
And let's get Ron Shirley in the White House.
I tell you this. All right, what about the governor? I would like to make changes on a local level. I would love to. I would, in this county, the state, just with, especially with kids and youth. Now, I'm all for that.
Right.
But I just, I'll be honest with you. I don't think the president has any power anymore.
Okay. But isn't one of the answers, talking about the hot topics here today with Ron Shirley, Chris Connell, Steve Noble Show, isn't one of the answers, though, that people who do have godly biblical values need to get into politics? As God calls them to do so.
Oh, do they need to? Most definitely. I think the problem that we're having as a country is the morals and the ethics are gone.
Yeah.
And I think what you see now is, I mean, you can say whatever you want about anybody. You can say what you want about the president. Okay, that's fine. But if you're speaking like that about the president, that's the same way you're speaking to your mother, your father. I mean,
yeah,
we're becoming an unruly society. And I just wish we could find ways, you know, with some ethics and morals. And I think the problem is that people who do say that they are Christ followers or Christians are scared.
Yeah,
they're scared to say I believe in this because they're scared they're going to be ostracized or bullied or lose their job. And you know, it's a shame because a true Christ follower loves everybody.
That's not just a fear that it might happen; it is happening.
Oh, it happens every day, every single day, and that's what. And they're so basically they're backing down in a corner, and you know, it's a shame to see. And somebody's got to stand up and fight for them. I mean, somebody has to come forward and fight for them.
All right, here's another hot topic. From porn to pot, Christian cannabis is this pastor's new mission. From porn to pot, Christian cannabis is this pastor's new mission. Fox News on the Faith and Values page has an article. A California pastor is shifting his focus from porn to pot. Craig Gross, of the pastor of XXX Church, an online ministry that helps people overcome addiction to pornography, is shifting his focus to another controversial topic some in the church aren't comfortable talking about: weed. And this time, instead of being against something, he's for it. The 43-year-old preacher admits, given the name The Devil's Lettuce, combining cannabis and Christianity will raise eyebrows, but he said he wants to start a conversation. And Evan, I don't know, did we figure out if he's pro-cannabis? He's pro. Okay. So anyway, Ron, what do you now? The XXX Church, from what I know, has done a good job of trying to minister the whole issue of and I think that I think pornography is a blight on humanity, and I don't think there's a man on the planet that doesn't struggle or have issues with lust and hasn't battled with this issue. Some to a great extent, some to minor. So and for those who are in that industry, we should be praying for them and God to minister to them. In fact, who's taking over XXX Church is a man and a wife, and the wife in that relationship, looking for the name here in the article, I'll grab a different one here, is actually a former porn star. And it says here, Brittany De La Mora spent almost a decade in the porn industry until she found Jesus through the XXX Church. But so I don't have much to say about XXX Church because I think they're probably doing a good work of trying to reach people. But Ron, what about pot and weed and Evan? You're really saying he's pro? He's pro.
I think it's
Evan's telling me he is. At the end of the article, Ron, any thoughts before we go to the break?
You know, I don't personally partake. And I think God put everything on this earth for a purpose. And I think if you use something for the purpose it's designed for, there's no problem with that. But I think when you use what he designed for your purpose, now you got a problem.
Yeah.
And I mean that. So everything he put here has a cure, has a solution, has a reason. And we need it. But when we use it for our own satisfaction.
Because you are more than I could ever dream.
And we are back. Is the Steve Noble Show on GC2A Radio Network. And this is guest co-host Chris Connell and Ron Reverend Shirley of Lizard Lick Towing. And if you got a question you want to ask, 866. Oh, Ron, I do have a call-in guest. I have a call-in guest. It's live on the air.
Yeah, you take this one because I can already tell from your voice.
Let me see who this might be.
Mm-hmm.
This is Chris and Steve Noble Show. You're live on the air. Yes, who is this?
This is Amy Shirley.
I'm taking a break.
Oh, my word. Amy Shirley, we were just talking about you a moment ago. And
I know, my ears were burning.
Well,
all good. I know.
You know, you are an author. You have a cookbook, and Ron was telling me how you wanted to write a book about how women in this day and age need to submit to their husbands. And we thought that would be an awesome. You would sell books with that, Amy.
I sure would, wouldn't I?
Yes,
they would probably get the polar opposite of the end result of what they're probably looking for. But hey, that's okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. So have you been listening to the show?
No, sir. I've actually been working. Some of us have to work. I'm
Hey, all right. So I think the radio may be on in the background or something. You might bring that down. But all right. So we've been talking about hot topics, Amy, and different things. And some of them include the U.S. women's soccer players who intentionally or accidentally put the American flag on the ground during their celebration, the U.S. World Cup. Any thoughts on that? I mean, the World Cup when they won it. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I will tell you I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah.
And I think that that is a disgrace, and that if nothing else, they should respect the flag. I mean, they just, you know what? This world is so bad that they think that they don't have to respect anybody, and nobody has to show, they don't have to obey authority. You know, it's like there's no rules or consequences for stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
that's
to me,
true.
Honestly, all you can do is pray for people like that. But, you know, me and Ronnie's done a lot of traveling. And, you know, I'm sure being on a soccer team, they've probably traveled too. But once you go out of America and you see some of the other countries who do not have some of the freedoms that we have, you know, it makes you have a different respect and you know, it just makes you be proud to be an American and to be in a place where you do have freedoms and you can speak, you know, freedom of speech and all this stuff that other places don't have.
Yeah. I'm proud to live in a country where you have the right to do things like drop a flag or burn it or whatever, but I'm totally against all those things and I just don't think we should exercise them. And I think that's where our culture is at. I think we underappreciate what some people have done to sacrifice for our country. And so it's hard for me because I have a family in the military and I have family members that suffered through wars and all those things. And it's a difficult thing for me. So now, Amy, you and Ron have been married how many years now? How many years have you been married now?
Oh, married. I thought you asked how long we've been together.
Too long.
Two. and we were talking.
Honestly.
You and Ron are big pro-gun people, right? I do know this personally.
Yeah.
But one of the hot topics in the show today has really been who's the better shot. And the word on the street is that Ron is a much better shot than you are, Amy.
Somebody has lost their mind. I don't know what target they're looking at, but they're not looking at the same target I'm looking at.
All right. Well,
I'll tell you this. When it comes to shooting a bow, Ronnie's really good. But when it comes to shooting a gun, hands down, I'm much, much better. My vision is much better.
Ronnie, what do you think about that?
Amy, just keep in mind, it's coming from a man that still keeps ketchup and condiments in his refrigerator, okay? That was not...
Ketchup belongs in the refrigerator, Ron Shirley.
I think he keeps his shoes in there, too. I'm not sure.
I may on a hot day, in fact.
Oh, by the way, Amy, the original topic today that was brought up at the beginning of the show was Chris wanted to know how you were doing with your great submission.
Yeah.
That was the first question. You want to answer that for Mr. Chris?
I would never ask that question to your husband, Amy.
Well, since we do have such freedoms in America, I'm going to plead the fifth.
That's awesome. All right, Amy, thank you for coming on the air with us today, and we appreciate you staying home and paying the bills so Ron can be here with us today.
Okay.
You going to put me in a house, doghouse for sure, Chris?
Well, you got a big doghouse. I've seen it. You can fit in there.
Not me and him together.
Yeah, you and Amy have the biggest dog I've ever seen in my entire life. So anyway, Amy, you're awesome. Thank you for calling in.
Yep, y'all have a good one.
Bye.
You're going to get me shot.
Well, I'm just trying to help you out, Ron.
Yeah, I mean, I got life insurance.
Spice up the relationship.
Yeah, oh, you did. All right. Yeah, that was hot. You added some Texas Pete right there.
Chris Connell is filling in for Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show today. And we've got Ron Shirley, Lizard Lictoing. That was his wife, Amy Shirley, calling in. Ron, we've got a pastor that started, Craig Gross, started the XXX Church. And ministering to those who are in the porn industry and also ministering to those who are addicted to porn. And first off, you know, pornography okay or not okay?
You know, definitely not. 100% not.
I've heard some people say, yeah, well, what if you're a married couple and you agree to watch it together? All kind of crazy stuff.
I mean, you can agree to what you want, but it causes, to me, it causes lust. It causes, you know, it says if a man looks upon a woman in lust, he has committed adultery in his heart.
Yeah.
I mean, it just creates all kinds of problems. And
science has proven the addiction to it is as bad as any type of hard drug.
I can tell you that I don't know a man at some point that has not I'm not going to say everyone, but probably 80% of the people I know at some point have struggled with it during their life. But I think it's because it's so out there. I mean, it's you can access it anywhere.
It's not a popular message in our culture because our culture really has embraced it and said, you know, it's fine as long as you're consenting adults and those kind of things. But I just think it does too much damage.
Tons.
And in this era of the Me Too movement, I think we've downplayed the effect of pornography on the minds of men and women.
Definitely. I mean, I hate to say it, but when you're talking about pornography, you know, most of the time the women are being degraded, or you know, it's not how you're supposed to treat your wife, in my opinion. It's not how you're supposed to treat a woman of God as a man of God. So, you know, I think it's a major addiction. I think that pornography causes more problems and probably divorces than any drug out there.
And if you're addicted to it and you're listening, there is a way out, and Triple X Church is one of them, but there are multiple Christian sources online that can help you. Covenant Eyes is one of them and several others. But this guy who started Triple X Church, Ron, is actually leaving that. He's turned it over to a couple. The wife that they're turning it over to is formerly a porn star, or she was in the porn industry. Now he's going to go deal with the issue of cannabis, of pot. And he says, this is Craig Gross, said, I've smoked maybe 10 cigarettes in my life, been drunk once, and never gone anywhere near the devil's lettuce, speaking of marijuana, thanks in large part to that very connotation and the taboo that's long surrounded this controversial plant. Gross admits Christian consensus, it seems, has been to demonize cannabis outright as though the flower were inherently sinful in and of itself. But he believes Christians should have more freedom in this arena than we've traditionally allowed for. Thoughts on that one?
You know, again, and this is coming from a standpoint of a Christ follower. We are told that, you know, you render to Caesar what is Caesar, God's what is God's. And we are supposed to follow man's law unless it violates God's law. I think just standing on the outside looking in and being a former addict or different things, that cannabis is nowhere near as deadly or dangerous as alcohol.
Yeah.
However, alcohol is legal. Cannabis is not legal.
Yeah.
So if they legalize it, you have an argument. Will I ever do it? No. I mean, it's just not for me. I don't want anything that's going to impair my judgment or thinking. If it's needed for medicinal purposes, 100%. I mean, it was put here for a reason. But, you know, I see where alcohol, you know, causes, I mean, liquid courage, and it's legalized. So that's the big stance that everybody on cannabis has. But, you know, anything that you take that changes who you are, changes the way you think, changes the way you act, you have to question yourself, why are you taking it?
Yeah.
Because we're supposed to be us, and we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Yeah. You know,
well, the Apostle Paul went as far as saying, look, if it's going to cause a brother to stumble,
exactly.
You know, may not, you know, and I think we could apply it to this as well. Let me say this, Ron. You and Amy relate to, I've been amazed being out public with you several times. You relate to all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things God's blessed you and Amy with is because of who you are and how you carry yourselves and everything else, people are just feel very welcome to come up and talk with you and chat with you and those kind of things. Does God, we've talked about, you know, racism today. We've talked about the flag. We've talked about, you know, all kinds of controversial stuff, pornography and those kind of things. First off, does God love people who are struggling with these issues that the Bible says we shouldn't be in, whether it's homosexuality or whether it's pornography or whether it's a drug addiction or whether it's anger or whether it's gossip? Does God still love those people?
As much as he loved his own son.
But does that mean that we can, you know, does that mean that, you know, we get to continue to live in it? I think that's the next question is if people are addicted to it and they're calling themselves a follower of Christ, you know, is it okay to stay in it, or is it? Does God want us to get out of it?
You know, I think definitely if you become a follower of Christ, especially coming off an addiction, it's a walk. Some people are delivered immediately, but it's a walk, and you'll probably stumble some. But if you truly turn your life over to God, you will eventually walk away from it because he will bring you out of it. And you will seek his will more than your will. You will seek his desires more than your desires. You will seek his way more than your way. So definitely you're going to come out of it. It's you know, I can't judge if you are addicted to something and you say you're not giving it up, but you're going to heaven. You might. I mean, that's between you and God. But if you choose God, in my opinion, you're going to eventually walk in the ways that he wants you to walk. And you're going to stumble and you're going to fall. And do I accept things like pornography? Do I accept things like cannabis? Do I accept things like racism? Absolutely not. But do I accept the people that have them? Absolutely, because I love them, and God does too.
Great way to close. You've listened to Lizard Lick, to the Steve Noble Show with Chris Connell and Ron Shirley of Lizard Lick. Hot topics. Go to thestevenobleshow.com. Donate. He's got a matching grant going on. Got to get it done by July 24th. If you are a follower of Christ, continue to follow him. If you don't know him, I want you to know God loves you, and he has a plan for your life. You have to give him a chance. He'll come in and make a huge difference and definitely give you a life with purpose and eternal destiny. Thanks for listening to Steve Noble Show. We'll be back tomorrow.